We're talking all things social media, the pitfalls, the good things about it, if there is any good things, and most importantly, the funny tweets. Got a stripper for my brother last night. When she finished and had all her clothes off, who then gets her out? My nan. Class. Oh my God, I promise you, if I catch my son dancing behind a Sky reporter like these two kids are, I'm going to two-foot them because it is embarrassing.
I've seen it with my own eyes on someone's account. It genuinely made me feel sad for them.
Have you seen it affect footballers' performance?
I guarantee you they read virtually all of it, Tubes. It's poison, mate. Basically, the club hired a, they're basically a social media sort of forensic guy, basically, yeah? You are quite literally a paragraph away, a retweet away from being game over. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Fozcast. We've got a banging episode for you today. We're talking all things social media, the pitfalls, the good things about it, if there is any good things, and most importantly, the funny tweets. We've got some absolute bouters in here. We're joined by good friend of the show, Tubesy Boy.
How
are you, mate?
Good,
okay.
Good. Been a while, mate.
It's been a while. Good to be back.
It has been a while, and we've missed you, and I'm sure all the listeners have missed you. Talk to me about golf life. What's been going on over there?
Just it, very, very busy. We've got Bullard on board now.
Yeah. And banging it as well, by the way.
Unbelievable goal for Scratch Golf. We've had some great guests on. It's just going really well, mate.
You're working hard. Like videos. I'm seeing videos from you at the minute every 3 days or something.
We're trying to build an empire.
You're playing lot of golf. Are you getting any better at it?
No, I'm not.
It doesn't matter, though, does it?
That's the most annoying thing.
I'm
getting a little bit better, but I'm still inconsistent.
This is the beauty of golf, though. Like, even when you play bad, I think you smile and have a nice time. That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about for me, golf. Getting out there.
You had Matty Cash last week. We'll put a link down below because the three of us were just talking about.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about his swing.
It's Jimmy Bullard, quote, tour spec. He hadn't played for 6 months. He's come on and he's zinging it about 3:30. Honestly, in the cold.
3:30 in the cold.
Mate,
my
he's a sicko. Absolute sicko. But yeah, it's going well.
I love it, mate. Right, so let me give you an example of the tweets that we're going to be talking about today. So social media at times can be a weird and wild and wonderful place. Honestly, it really can. One of the ones that I enjoy the most straight away off the bat is if somebody said to me the times that they got social media wrong or whatever, and it's a Victor Anichebe tweet, right? It's brilliant because footballers... I think it's probably sensible that footballers sometimes don't have access to their social media. It's, you know, you'd rather that they had a PR company. Some footballers, don't get me wrong, I want authenticity. I want people to do it themselves. But Victor Anichebe is not one of those guys who's probably best left to his own devices. So he's they've lost the game. They've lost, 1-0 to West Ham. And he's basically got this PR company to do his tweets for him. He texts them to say, he's put, the actual tweet reads, "Can you tweet something like, unbelievable support yesterday and great effort by the lads. Hard result to take, but we go again." And that the PR company have quite literally just copy and pasted that whole text message and put it out on Victor Anichebe's Twitter. And he's been absolutely battered for it, ridiculed for it. And this is what we're talking about. We've got so many more of these. We've got so many more tweets that are just absolutely ridiculous.
Do you know what the funny? We'll put the tweet on screen now and you can watch it on Spotify. So if you just, go on there, you can watch it for free. It even has got a space in it where it says, "Can you tweet like?" Where clearly you copy paste it and delete that bit.
But back in the day when I did an interview, I got done with one of them. It was like, I did an interview with Carl Walker.
I've got it in front of me right now.
I've got it in front of me right now. And I was quite new to like Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. And this tweet, I think it was an Instagram maybe, popped up going, "What we should have gone like great." And I thought, "Oh yeah, me and Carl, like, you know, we got on really well. Great
that
you
go
right." He's gone all that way just to put something on Instagram to say, you know, we did a good job.
Lovely.
And it said something like, "What was it?" I think it said, "Go."
So Carl Walker has put this. So could go something like, "Good to see Tube Soccer AM earlier." Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
And one of my mates were like, "Ah." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, maybe." Like, "Oh, yeah." I was like,
"But
okay."
At least you know that he's texted his PR company.
But has he, though?
Or is it the other way around?
That's
worse, yeah. If he hasn't sent the text, then they've sent it to him and he's the one that's copy and pasted it.
I think it was one of those paid gigs.
I'm sure he likes you still, mate.
I still speak to him. I spoke to him the other week, actually. But back then, and then everyone was like, "Ah." how unlucky you are. I was like,
you should have replied and put something like, yeah, great to see you too, pal. Do you know what the funny thing is though, it must be the player sending it to the PR.
I've got to
because,
be.
Like, look at Victor Anichebeat. He's put, but we go again. But we like, go that again. Is the most footballer.
That's the stock one, that is. That is. Oh, it's horrible.
I don't know, boys. I don't know if that is the case. I think it might be a worker, you know, an employer of his, like, whatever he's got, or a PR company, send it to the player.
And the player's gone and put it in there.
Yeah, and then they've copy-pasted it and put it out.
Surely a PR company aren't stupid enough to just go copy and paste and not, like, proofread it.
That's what I mean. Before you press send on that tweet,
you have to surely just check for, like, basic spelling errors, grammar. Do you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. Just make sure it's perfect. So I'm with you, maybe. Yeah,
I think that
the PR company has sent it to Victor Anichebe. The PR company has sent it to Kyle Walker, and then he has literally just copy and pasted it.
It's, I mean, we've all done it when you're busy and stuff and you post stuff and you kind of go, oh no, I've done that wrong, we'll delete it, repost it. Here's a classic one where it is the PR company or manager. We'll put it on screen now. Ronnie Whelan, obviously former player back in the day.
Liverpool.
Yeah. Hi, Ronnie.
Man United, Liverpool.
Hi, Ronnie. Tweet to be put up tonight.
Oh, God.
Massive test for us tomorrow night. How do you think we'll do? And they've added in, it's obviously a sponsored post as well, added in Bulmers Island.
Oh, gosh. Ronnie, come on, mate. Copy and paste it, but then proofread it.
Yeah, but Ronnie probably doesn't even know what he's...
Twitter will be new to him. We're going to read out a few of them more in a minute. We've got... I want to talk about just social media for footballers, for sports people, because it can have its benefits. It can, you know, if you've got a genuine personality, if you're good at interacting with fans and you've got half a sensible head on you and you know you're not going to put your foot in it, then it can be used for good, can't it? Like, you know, you can interact with fans and you can have that little bit. It's the bad side of it. It's the poison side of it, which I think probably garners most of the headlines in social media, doesn't it, Jude?
Absolutely, but definitely. But what I want to know from you is, what was it like before it came?
It was heaven. I promise you, I never touched social media until, God, I reckon, I'd say my late 20s, genuinely. Yeah. I wasn't on anything. I wasn't interested in Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, none of that. I didn't want to touch it, didn't want to see it. So it never really entered my sphere as that people could say stuff about you and it was all negative. But now it's like, fast forward, what, 10, 15 years? Oh my God. Like, every single footballer, 99% anyway, will have an Instagram. They'll have a Twitter. And I guarantee you they read virtually all of it, Tubes. It's poison, mate, honestly. It's really, really bad. Like, some of the stuff that people say, like, you, as a footballer, you can't win because there's always going to be an opposition that hates you. If you have a good game, they'll get at you for having a good game. If you have a bad game, they'll get on to try and ridicule you and bring you down even more. So, like I say, you're going to get it. You're always going to be in the firing line.
But when
it's
you
horrible.
Win, someone else is ultimately losing.
Exactly.
Aren't they? We've seen it with what we do now as a business. We've had access to accounts over the past year.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my own eyes on someone's account, the abuse, and it genuinely made me feel sad for them.
Yeah.
The abuse was like seeing it, you hear about it. But when you scroll through and you go, I want to delete all of these. I really want to delete all of them for them, but you can't.
Yeah, do you know what I think it is, though? I think the people like to... I think football especially, it's so tribal, right? And people live their life supporting this one team and it means so much to them. They invest so much, like, not only money-wise, but emotionally. Like, they live their life around the weekend, don't they? And supporting that club. And it's like, oh, this is part. I'm part of this tribe. And it's nice for some people to feel part of it. So when a player does something that's going to harm your team, it could be scoring a goal, it could be anything, it could be like giving the fans a bit of jip or something like that, they get so personally hurt by this and offended, right? And it's like they just need a place to go and vent their anger. And I hate it. I think it's completely wrong. But this is their forum. This is the only place they can come to vent their anger. And if they can get at a footballer and get a reply or a response or something, oh my God, that is like, that's the dream for them. Honestly, I don't think they're doing it for, like, constructive criticism. They're not doing it or anything. They just want a bit of
they want a reply.
Yeah, they want a response because then they know they've got to that player. And that's all they'll do it for. There's been so many occasions where players have actually replied to somebody and gone, what's your problem? And they've gone, oh, nothing really. I just wanted you to reply. I just wanted you to reply. And that's the world we live in. It's sad, isn't it? It's so sad.
But I remember back in the day when I went on it and stuff like that. And, you know, luckily for me, like 90% was positive. Yeah. But the ones that weren't, it really got to me. Really got to me.
You'd read them and it'd sink in.
Yeah, you're shit at interviewing. Like, you're an arse lick. And it really, really hurt me for now I don't care because I'm older and wiser. I know, you know, that's what happens. But when you see that for the first time, it was like, oh my God. It really shook me up. But have you seen it affect footballers' performance?
Yeah, I think the younger players. I think this is, like you said there, when you get older, you get a thicker skin, don't you? I don't know if that's what it is necessarily, but you learn to just go, well, I'm never going to meet this person.
Exactly.
Yeah, this person has no influence on my life whatsoever. So why would I take it in? Why should you take it in? But I think younger players who are just starting to break into the first team, that there was a Man United player, wasn't there, last year or whatever, and he broke into the first team, played a game, and within hours had gained about 100,000 Instagram followers. And straight away, he's gone from having 3,000 followers to 150, whatever. It's gone absolutely off the charts. And this player would have only got good news because he did really well in the game. He'd have got good comments and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, he got some bad ones from the opposition fans.
Yeah.
But this is where all of a sudden it's like, how does that player learn? Where does he learn? How can you learn to be able to deal with that kind of intensity, that spotlight straight away? Do you know what I mean? He's gone from having a few followers to all of a sudden thousands of comments,
anything he writes.
Of anything.
Hundreds of thousands of people are going to see.
But exactly.
That's what I'm really interested in. Do footballers get taught? They have like media training to do interviews and post-match, pre-match. You know, when you're a player, do people come in and go, right, we've now got TikTok, we've now got Instagram, we've now got Twitter. This is the do's and don'ts.
So this is actually a new thing in football. This is quite interesting, actually, because last year when I was at Watford, we had basically the club hired they're basically a social media sort of forensic guy, basically, yeah. And this was only at the start of last season where our media guy came around and he said, lads, right, we've hired this like social media forensics guy. He's going to go through everybody's social media, everybody's Twitter, everybody's Instagram, Facebook.
Fozzie wiped his hard drive.
And he said, and he is looking
Magic
through.
Mike.
He's looking through absolutely everything: historical tweets, historical Instagrams, everything. Any replies to anything, and he's going to dredge up absolutely anything of every single player, and he's going to tell you exactly what you've got that should probably be deleted. Yeah.
He said that's so interesting.
Yeah. You'll get a little fact file back for every single person and it'll be like, listen, you should probably delete that tweet, delete that tweet, delete that tweet before any highlight or light is shown on it, because the world has changed so much now that you can't say what you might have been happy or comfortable to say. And even as human beings, as people, we grow up and it's like, probably shouldn't have said that. Like, it was a bit immature or it's a bit stupid or this and that. So they came back with a fact file for every single player, and every single player, I guarantee you, had about 5 or 6 things, whether it was an Instagram post, comment, tweet, anything, that he said, probably delete that because somebody somewhere will be offended by it, and you know what it's like. They'll jump on board, they'll highlight it, or make it into the news, and then it becomes absolute wildfire, which I think is brilliant. I think it's really, really good.
That's really, really interesting.
Really, really good, because like I say, the world has changed, hasn't it? The world has changed, and things that would have flown 10, 15 years ago, they just don't fly anymore.
It's
absolutely amazing, really, but also it's teaching them how to respond like after a victory, or obviously if they've had a bad game, got sent off, something like that, and it's not being impulsive, putting something out that maybe you shouldn't do.
The game's the worst. Yeah. That's it. When emotions are running high after a football match.
There was one example we talked about, another old teammate of yours with Joleon Lescott, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll get that on the screen. And that was...
Do you remember this bad boy? So Joleon...
The pocket tweet.
This was the season before he joined us, I think it was. The season before, or whatever.
At Baggies.
Yeah, at Baggies, before he joined Baggies, right? And so this tweet that he put... Villa had just got pumped. And... He straight away put out, was it a tweet or an Instagram post?
Yeah.
An Instagram post of
an
absolute bad boy Mercedes, like matte grey, like bad boy alloys on it.
It's outside the stadium.
Yeah, it's like a 150 grand car. And Like, he was getting pouters because he had a bad game.
But there was nothing. He didn't say anything,
no,
did he?
Just no caption. Car. No nothing. He just put the car. And everybody's jumping on it going, oh, my God, you've just lost, got pumped 4-0 and you're putting a picture of a car. Unbelievable. You're a disgrace. You're unprofessional. And he had to come out and put a tweet or a statement saying, I did not do it. This was an accident. It was a pocket tweet.
Well, what he put was, I'd like to add that the tweet sent out from my account involving a picture of a car was totally accidental. It happened whilst driving and my phone was in my pocket. Open app, add photo. Tweet in your pocket.
Oh my God, it's incredible. What are we saying on that, lads? Are we having this or not? Are we like believing his excuse here, or is this like
it is possible to happen?
Hold on a minute. I want to see how possible it is. Right, I'm just pretending my phone's in my pocket, even though it should be locked. And there's no way. But you'd have to go to. I have to go to my social media folder, Instagram. And then I have to press the little plus button in the middle at the bottom.
Pick very right precise. Photo.
Pick any photo, right? And then I have to press next in the top corner. I don't want a filter on it. I ain't going to put a filter on it. That Mercedes the don't cars, need no cars filter. Like, no, that's beautiful. Next, and then I'm not going to bother with the caption, and then I just press share. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. So there's about 6 or 7 intricate little steps there, right?
That
I've had to navigate through. So... Jolyon, mate, I don't know, Geez, you know. I don't know. He was adamant, though. Honestly, I promise you, lads, he was adamant this was a complete accident. Maybe he never meant to do it. It just happened, honestly.
Maybe it was the hashtag nice whip.
Whipping.
So obviously, with the training, that's a good thing. But the other thing with training is actually teaching people how to physically use the apps.
Yes.
Like Jolyon, for example. So there's been examples over the years of players that don't know how to use them. So they're tweeting for the world to see, thinking it's a DM.
It's a private message.
Prime example being another one of your teammates.
Wayne Rooney? Talking about super Wayne? So Wayne Rooney, when he first got onto Twitter, by the way,
he was a weapon.
Honestly, if this was today, if this was today, I guarantee you the second he sent that tweet, every member of that Manchester United media team would have gone, shit, oh my God, lads, please, everybody get round Wayne. Somebody get in touch with Wayne. Somebody disable his account, deactivate him, please. This is going to be a problem.
So we'll put a couple on the screen. The first, the one that I love was, "Hi Rio, do you want picking up in the morning, pal?"
Oh, it's so
which
good.
I love, because it's like, do you know what I love? Is like, actually, that they're like us.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pick you up tubes on the way to golf or something like that.
The funny thing about
to
that
his
is,
10 million it's followers.
Actually, it's actually at 1:53 in the morning on the 23rd of April, 2011. So what are you doing, Wayne?
Yeah, 5:53, what are you doing up? In the morning,
and then
mate?
There was one where he...
he's got into a Twitter altercation.
It looked like he was offering himself out in a fight because he's added himself at Wayne Rooney, from Wayne Rooney, "I'll put you asleep within 10 seconds.
You little girl. Don't say stuff and not follow up on it. I'll be waiting.
He's talking to himself.
Can you imagine Wayne Rooney being that interested in what somebody has said on Twitter, and it's riled him that much that he's felt the need to go, come on, and I'll have an actual fight with you?
But that's what I was saying. That when it first started happening to me, we're back 10, 15 years ago, they're like, "Oh, you fat little prick." And I'd be like, "You fat little prick. Yeah, yeah." Because like, I was so like, quite childish. I was like, and then if you replied to some of them, be like, "Legend, you won me 10 quid." I was like, I don't get what's going on here. You're calling me a prick. Then I'd say something back and you go, you're a legend, you won me 10 quid. They just want to reply.
It's like you have a group of lads in the pub going, text him, tweet him, and see if you can just get a response or a reply or something. And if he does, I'll give you a tenner, all right? I promise you, I'll give you a tenner.
We should play this game now.
No, we definitely should not. This is not what we
want. No, but we do nice things.
Yeah,
we'll
just send nice tweets to
people.
Let's
keep on the Wayne Rooney thread for a minute, because this is when it's lighthearted, and we'll move on to when it can be used for players to show their personality. So another example of Wayne at his finest. So replying to his teammate, Phil Neville, "I'm up and ready for first session of the day. Bike ride round the lake."
Phil Neville's put this. Phil Neville has tweeted this, by the way, yeah.
So Wayne Rooney responds.
I haven't got it in front of me. Read it.
"Shut up, Philip. You are boring the life out of me on this." But like, that's clearly two mates. But like, if you're reading that, you're having a laugh. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's really good.
That's but I having obviously been in a dressing room with them two, I know for a fact that is the way that they would have spoken to each other. Because Phil and Gary Neville are exactly the same people. I promise you they are. Maybe Phil's not as opinionated or as outspoken as Gary, but they are just... That's them. They're like, they must wake up at 6 o'clock every single morning.
Regimented.
Yeah. I do this, I do that. And they'll make a point of telling everybody that as well. And Wayne Rooney is that guy that would sit in the change room and just be like, I woke up half an hour ago. Yeah. Shut up, you Nords. I don't care, you dickhead. Do you know what I mean? That's exactly what he would say.
What about the Cycling GK? There's a couple of tweets from the Cycling GK. Yes.
I don't think they're not bad tweets, are they?
This is what I'm saying.
This is the good side of social media.
Yeah.
So I put a tweet out. I think this might be my like most ever like retweeted or whatever tweet or whatever.
Five retweets.
It's got loads, actually.
Let me try and dredge it up now. I want to see exactly how many sort of retweets I got, because this got so many. Do you remember Transfer Deadline Day back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody, it became a massive thing for a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Transfer Deadline Day, Jim White, yellow tie, all that kind of stuff.
Do you remember the guy behind?
Oh, under the deal guy.
The famous one I remember was when Robinho signed for City and there was dildos.
The dildos was a massive thing. It was one at Stoke City, wasn't it? Where he's slapping him in the face and the back of the head with one. Just like doing that. Going, oh, it's horrible. But it became
mad, they had to ban it, to stop it.
Ban what? Dildos?
No, to get all the ones outside the stadium, because everyone would turn up with sexual instruments and like people just smoking.
Everybody knew there was going to be a Sky Sports reporter outside their stadium, so they would just turn up in their droves, and it was just an absolute circus, wasn't it?
So
it was deadline day, and I, like everybody else, we're watching on Sky Sports, and it's incredible. It's like it became an event for a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
You had to watch it. And there were just a couple little kids dancing, not even little kids, they're about 14, 15, little divs, I think they were, basically. And they were dancing behind the Sky reporter, giving it the big in, and just acting like a couple of cocky little kids, really. And I think I put a tweet out saying, oh my God, I promise you, if I catch my son dancing behind a Sky reporter like these two kids are, I'm going to two-foot them, because it is embarrassing. And I put this tweet out. Again, it was like, it was a funny one. I didn't really think too much of it, but it went absolute bonkers, didn't it? It got so many like retweets and favourites. Yeah. I'm sure it's like my most retweeted tweet of all time.
But it's the hard-hitting stuff that people
the
love you for.
The hard-hitting stuff, mate.
Here's another one
from
Ben Foster. So the missus is trying to get me to watch Magic Mike. She can do one. And if she wants a bit afterwards, she can do one as well.
Yeah. Mate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 laughy faces.
Have you watched Magic Mike before?
Yeah.
It's basically soft porn, isn't it? It's soft porn for women.
You've never watched Magic Mike?
No.
He's a stripper, isn't he?
Yeah, it's decent.
Channing Tatum.
Prime Tatum,
basically.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he is absolutely
looking good,
shredded.
Nick, right,
shredded. You can tell he's very handy at dancing. And it's soft porn for women, basically.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, this was on in the household, and I was thinking, wow, I'm a little bit uncomfortable here. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm a open guy. I will, you know, whatever it is. But this is a bit beyond
You're uncomfortable watching Magic Mike.
Magic Mike writhing in oil and, grinding and all this kind of stuff. It's a good film, actually, I didn't mind it.
In the world of kind of humorous tweets and people getting to know personalities, there's a classic Peter Crouch one.
I know which one you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Go on, Tubes, which one?
Where you stood next to the giraffes, catching up with family.
This is what it's about.
That is what social media is all about for me. And he is top class, Crouchy.
He is.
Self-deprecation at the right level, isn't
it? He gets it, mate. Yeah. That's what it's about. You shouldn't take stuff too seriously, especially when it comes to social media, because you could either read it and get angry and riled, or you can just go, like, nah, mate, it's not about that. It's about having a nice time.
So we'll put it up on screen now. Peter Crouch, and he's pictured with two giraffes saying... Summer for me is about time with the family.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's nice. It's nice.
Brilliant.
I liked the Louis Saha one. do you remember ex-Man United footballer Louis Saha?
What a player!
Unbelievable. Fulham as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, double powerful. Yeah. Lovely man as well, by the way. But he sent out a tweet. Again, probably not really understanding how Twitter works, because. Famous people get an awful lot of tweets aimed at them. And I guarantee you, a lot of them don't do it. They're not going to dredge through it to see if any blue ticks have actually messaged them or anything like that. But Louis felt the need to send a message to J.K. Rowling, not a DM, not a private message. It was out there. It was just a composed tweet at J.K. Rowling, and it said, "Hi, can I speak to you, please?" And that was that. She didn't reply. We never got to find out why he wanted to speak to J.K.
Shall
Rowling.
Shall we try and find out?
I would love this. Let's make this a mission.
Make a video.
Yeah. Oh my God. Let's make this a mission.
I've got his number.
Boom. Oh. There we go. Come on. I want this. I want to find out what Louis Saha, what business Louis Saha had for J.K. Rowling that he had to send a tweet.
Shall I text him now and see if he texts do back it, by mate. The end of the podcast?
Please do this.
I mean,
yeah?
We could
please.
Do that.
Even if he doesn't reply by the end of the podcast, okay, this right. one's going out. I think tomorrow or.
Do
whatever.
You want to send a picture of the? Tweet.
Yeah, Louis.
Saying,
please.
Like, mate, what's
what's going on here? Can you just give us a bit more information, please? Because we never got to find out.
What's he like, Ben?
Oh, Louis he's a lovely man, honestly.
Lovely man.
He's a lovely, lovely man. He's a clever guy. He started a new a social media platform, Access Stars, I think it's called.
Where we'll send this to Louis Saha.
He's absolutely lovely bloke, honestly. Do you know what? He would have been a beast of a footballer, by the way. He got so many injuries. When he was at Fulham, he was killing it. Absolutely killing it. Everybody could see. He signed for Man United and the injury curse kind of struck him a little bit. But I think he was a case of his body was probably just too powerful for it.
Yeah.
So his muscles just... He had all this power, but his body just couldn't hold it all together. He would pull muscles and like he would snap off tendons and ligaments and all the time just because it was just that so powerful.
He could right, here jump, we go. I'm just going to do him a voice jump, note as well. Louis, it's Tubes. Hope all is cool, mates, here with Ben Foster and
hiya, Louis.
Tom. The tweet above, what did you want to speak to J.K. Rowling about? If you could let us know, we've got about half an hour left on the podcast.
Love
Tom,
you, mate.
Love you, mate. Bye. There we go. Let's see if we find out.
Cheesy boys. You've got everybody's number.
Hopefully.
Oh, my God. Hopefully. Don't ever lose your phone.
His contacts list is a joke, isn't
hopefully
it?
Hopefully, he comes back and we find out why.
Who is the most famous person you got on your contacts list?
Oh.
I reckon you'd have to go scrolling through because you go, maybe he's a bit more famous. You got some big boys, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's all football. Yeah, like,
it's not showy off you, is it? I like that.
Whilst on Louis Saha, there was another one. It's obviously some kind of hashtag trend. Hashtag try it and tell me, Louis Saha. Take a tomato and put sugar on it. Taste it. If you never tried, it tastes like strawberry.
I'm not having that.
No way.
I am not having that.
What, a tomato with strawberry
on it? So cut a tomato in half, put sugar on it, and then bite it, and apparently it tastes like strawberry.
No, that's absolutely nonsense.
Wait there.
No.
What do you mean, wait, no?
It's double podcast day today. So between podcasts...
We're going to go Tesco
next door.
Yeah.
And give it a go.
We'll give it a whirl.
It's a completely different taste, though.
Yeah, but sugar...
Sugar on a tomato tastes like a strawberry.
Oh, yeah. Wilson. No. Seb's literally just popped his head through the window and said he's going to go down Seb's and go and get a tomato. To we've got sugar, mate. Don't worry about that. We've got sugar. Just right, get the tomato, mate.
So we voice noted Louis Saha. Now we're doing tomato tasting. I like
it. Tomato.
I like it.
What other tomato? Romano. Don't get any Romano tomato. They're peppers. Romano peppers.
No, that's a lettuce, isn't it?
No,
Romano lettuce.
Lettuce. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What Romano do you want? Peppers. What do you want? Peppers. Like a nice beef tomato.
No, I'm just thinking maybe it might have to be cherry tomatoes because they're sweeter.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
It's a good
that's
shout. A good shout.
Sebi, get cherry tomatoes, please.
That's a good shout.
Expensive though, them ones are, mate. Especially the organic ones.
Okay. Oof. And
do you know what gets on my nerves about tweets and social posts, though? Really, I've got to say it. It's football clubs, admins.
Yeah.
When they get beaten and they always post after the game.
Straight away.
What are you... You're only going to get battered.
Of course they are.
What's the point? Why don't you just leave it?
Oh, no. It's like they just, whether it's good attention, bad attention, whatever, it's like they just want to get people to respond to it, don't they? It's bonkers.
It is what it is, isn't it? I mean, United did it at the weekend, didn't they? I think Carragher called United out because they always put a full-time result, as most clubs do. Like, even non-league clubs will do it, won't they? Update throughout the game. Yeah. So United put full-time Man United Liverpool, but they didn't put the score.
What did they put?
Man United did not put
what we lose to or defeat at Anfield.
Yeah. We'll like put that, it up on the screen, but Carragher's absolutely rinsed them. I'm sure it is.
It's like Chelsea have been on a really, really bad run. I don't know when this is getting released, but obviously we won the Champions League last night. But we've been absolutely pony a bow here. So we're losing game after game after game. And it's like, another challenging one at the bridge. No, it wasn't. We got beat. Like, why are you posting? And I was like, people just go, you still have got time to delete this. You still got time to delete it. But they're right. Why?
Well, do you know what? A good one for Watford at the minute is Watford, exactly, talking about timing, Watford sacked yet again another manager yesterday.
So how many is that this season?
So they're now onto their fourth manager this season.
No, it's not. Fourth?
Three.
Rob Edwards.
And then they had...
No, wasn't it Slaven straight after Rob?
Was it? Yeah, they're onto their third. Chris Wilder's just taken over. Rob Edwards, Slaven Bilic, Now it's Chris Wilder. So Watford haven't been in the greatest of form lately. I think they've won one or two in the last eight or something like that. And literally every time they lose a game, right, Watford fans will reply with a picture of the corner flag. It's literally a picture of the corner flag because every time Watford sack a manager, they put this same picture of a corner flag, right?
Is it the same corner flag?
The same. It's exactly the same picture. It's guaranteed, yeah? They'll put this same picture of the corner flag and it will say club statement. Watford have decided to sack, and they always follow it up with 15 minutes later. It's like their thing, yeah? 15 minutes later, they will put another message out, another tweet, another picture, and it will be, Watford are delighted to announce the signing of Chris Wilder as manager. And it's like, oh my God. So every time Watford lose in the last like 2 months or whatever, every time they lose a game, everybody will reply to the Watford tweet of we lose at Deepdale or we lose here, yeah? They'll always just reply with a picture of the flag, knowing, saying like, come on, just announce the sacking.
Who's next?
Just announce the sacking because we all know it's going to come.
What do you make of this, Ben, with the sackings? Because I've got this kind of thing of, you'd be daft if you're a manager to go into Watford.
Yes.
Like, what's the point? But ultimately, if they do semi-well, it is a relatively big football club. They're a Championship stroke Premier League club, aren't they?
Yeah, I think football management's changed. I think it's completely changed, especially at that level, especially for teams like Championship teams where they want to get into the play, they want to get promotion, they might get promoted, then they might get relegated. I think I can only speak for Watford probably, but the way that they view it is just pure short-term managers. Pure short-term managers. Give them a half a year deal or a year and a half year deal or something like that and just see how they do, because it's almost like they just want that new manager bounce every 3 or 4 months or something. Because even when Slaven came on, they got a bit of a bounce for a bit.
They did.
You know what I mean? They got a bit of a bounce. They won some games. They climbed up to league. They got up to third or whatever. And then they've dropped off a little bit. And I think the owners must see it and go, well, we sack him, we'll get Chris Wilder straight in. We'll get that bounce for a bit and hopefully we can see it through the playoff season.
How much money are they losing?
Oh, that's what I mean. They have to pay these managers off all the time.
It's not like you just go, oh, thanks for that, see you later, it's 20 quid.
Well, Slaven Bilic, I'm sure, signed a 1.5, 2.5 year deal or something like that. Yeah, and he'd have been on a good whack at Slaven Bilic, you know what I mean?
And they're 4 points off top six, right?
I think they're eighth or ninth or something like that. It's not a disastrous season, do you know what I mean? Anybody can go in the championship.
Top two's done and dusted, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the top two's done and dusted. So it's playoffs.
Yeah.
And if you're 4 or 5 points, it's one wrong result from being a point outside
exactly,
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Exactly. But talking about managers, some managers now are on social media.
Oh, wow.
And tell you what, who is funny? Jose Mourinho.
Is he? He gets it. He does. He gets it. He'll put a nice little picture on with it and he knows exactly what he's doing.
He's good.
He?
And I really hope that is him.
Yeah, me too.
And not someone else.
Not someone else doing it for him. Yeah. That would be nice, to be fair, yeah.
Have you ever heard any gaffers who have been on social media?
No, Zisco when I was at Watford, he was on social media. He was quite active on social media.
Zisco?
Yeah, Nigel Pearson. Nigel Pearson's on Twitter. No. Nigel Pearson would tweet as well. Oh my God, Seba has actually gone and done it. Seba has come back with some tomatoes and some sugar, by the way, lads.
Come on, bring it in,
big dog.
What a pod this is, by the way.
Be careful, because this could look the wrong way if that bag of sugar comes on the table.
Yeah. Right.
Can I just say one thing, I hate tomato.
So we've got some tomato here. And Ben's putting a load of sugar on them.
You're going to brave it, Tubes?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
You've got it, haven't you?
And yeah.
Right, we're going to see if...
So this is going back to the tweet of Louis Saha. If
everybody
you put sugar on tomato...
Even though you know Tubes doesn't like tomatoes, you've grabbed the smallest one, yeah?
I don't like...
That's fine then. Yeah, make Tubes have a bigger one. Right, that's fine. Bang out, that is.
Is it... Does it taste
so
like...
sugar.
Does it taste like strawberry?
Try not to dribble any juice anywhere. Oh, that's
this is a weird podcast.
I like this.
Wait there. We'll all have a go at the same time. You ready?
Yep.
Right, ready? 3, 2, 1...
I hate tomato.
I really like tomato. If you're sick on a podcast, Cheesy Boy. Oh, look at this. You're rank, you lot are.
Yeah.
You're absolutely rank, you lot are. There's a plate there. Go on
here. Under the table.
Oh, Tom. Oh, we've got tomato chunder on the plate. You're absolutely disgusting. I'm going to put it out there. No, I am not having that one little bit. That tastes nothing like a straw.
Yeah.
It's like...
Should we voice note him again and say you're absolutely having a whiff of that one?
Tomato. It tastes of sugar. You get a hit of sugar and that's about it. And then obviously the tomato comes through.
A second, I was like, hang on. No.
No chance. Yep. Absolutely zero chance.
Louis is wrong on that
absolutely
one.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got a Cristiano Ronaldo. I've got a funny tweet from him. This is one where... I'm almost certain he must have deleted this one quickly because he would have realised, well, I guarantee you it's not him that's done it, but whoever did do it probably got fired for this. So Ronaldo, obviously everybody knows he's famous for having tweets and Instagram pictures where they'll be getting paid hundreds of thousands, millions probably for an individual tweet or something like that. So he's run a underwear competition because he's got his own brand of underwear. Unfortunately, this competition was for boys' underwear. So the tweet reads, thank you all for participating in the CR7 Boys Underwear Competition. It's been a real pleasure to see all of your photos. Oh, come on. No. I can't imagine Ronaldo sifting through photos, especially if it's photos of boys in underwear, all right? Yeah. Ronaldo is not doing that. Whoever has put that tweet out and has okayed it and has gone and done it, I'm pretty sure they've got fired for that. This tweet got absolutely ridiculed, by the way. There's no way that one's staying on there for long, surely.
I've got a couple here. So, about not being able to use social media, I've got a couple here. One from Dean Windass.
Oh, God.
Oh, what a hero.
Dean Windass is somebody that probably should not be allowed Instagram because he would just come out with some weird and wonderful stuff.
So, Dean Windass has put no DM. How you doing, mate? Are you okay? To no one,
right?
But all of his followers. And then it looks like he's at it himself and gone, yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
So he's having a conversation with himself. He is talking to him. Dean Windass to Dean Windass here.
Dean Windass. talking about Dean Windass and social media, though, he's doing some amazing things for mental health.
Dean Windass, yeah. Very good, isn't he? Yeah. Really, really
make
good.
Your bed and he's got something called Make Your Bed. Get up in the morning,
start
make
off
your bed.
Your day right, mate.
Yeah.
No, that's it's true. Good,
yeah.
Mate. Yeah.
So that also that is stuff I love to see when people all get you know help each other with like men's mental health.
He's had
stuff
his problems
like
with that in the past. Yeah, he's been very open.
That's
with
where
it
can be a powerful tool. That's where it can
exactly.
be a really good thing.
Definitely. And he's one of the game's characters. I mean, I don't know him. I don't know if you've ever met him, Tubes Ben, but he seems like a top.
He's been on Golf Life, and I've an absolute stitches. The time he tried to knock Robbie Savage.
Oh, God, I've heard it. We'll try and get him on, Ben. Because he'd be a really good guest. He'd be a really good guest. Ben, you're going to have to read this one. Another former teammate of yours. You're going to have to read this one out from Craig Gardner because I know I won't be able to.
Come on, give it
a... I can't.
So we were talking about this last night, too, me and Tom, and... Like, I know guys very well, right? I do. I know him very well. And he's a funny lad. And he's a bit of a wrong'un, but he's a great lad. He is. He's really good. So Craig's, again, somebody who definitely should not be allowed near Twitter. Definitely should not be allowed near Twitter. So Craig Gardner on the 6th of January 2013 at 1:30 in the morning, and 1:30 in the afternoon, actually, he's put, got a stripper for my brother last night. When she finished and had all her clothes off, who then gets her tits out? My nan. Class. Picture this, lads. Picture this. So for some reason, his nan is in the room while this stripper is doing a business for his brother. And then at the end of it, everybody's had a nice time and his nan just gets her tits out. Oh, it's horrible. I've seen Craig Gardner's nan. I have. I've seen,
have you seen her tits?
I've met her. I've met Craig Gardner's nan. And you don't want to see her tits, I promise you, lads. You would not want to see her twits. Her twits, did I say?
Why is Craig Gardner's nan
in with the room? Just chilling. Going, yeah, well done, love. Yeah. Good show, that.
Yeah, lovely tin can. Do you want to see mine? Wallop. Jesus.
Victor Wanyama. Victor Wanyama came out of a few absolute belters, didn't he? Wasn't he the guy who put the spaghetti tweet out? I'm sure he's the guy that put the original spaghetti tweet out, said, had spaghetti for dinner last night. Was nice. That was it. Yes. Something like that.
Yeah, he was. We'll put it.
He's got another one here. Morning tweeps. Remember that? Remember tweeps, when you used to say tweeps to all your followers?
Yeah. Did, like you,
your,
did you?
Your followers, no, I never was did. Your tweeps. It says, morning tweeps. Yesterday, I watched the Paranormal Activity 3. And today, I'm going to put it in the bin. Too scary to watch.
Cheers, Victor. Oh,
Victor, you're a beauty, you are. Come on, I want to find the spaghetti one from him. I'm sure it was literally just something like that as well. Come on, what else have we got? We've got some other absolute bangers here.
But I suppose if you write something like that and then everyone buzzes off it, you probably start thinking about, like, what else random can I say? Yeah. Because everyone loves all this.
That is double random.
A bit like James Blunt. James Blunt is like...
Mate, he is brutal on Twitter and that. He will come back for people he like you would not best. Believe.
Gervais.
Ricky, yeah. He will shut people down. Yeah.
Like, you just kind of think you wouldn't even bother going after them, would you?
The time Romelu Lukaku put in 2013, this was, 10 years ago this tweet was, oh my God. Romelu Lukaku put, just had some kids doing trick-or-treat on my door. It's the first time it's happened in my life, haha. And FIFA.com replied with, what did you do, Rom? And he's put, gave them Kit Kats. It's nice, though, that, isn't it? It's nice. He's just responded honestly. Yeah. He ain't trying to give it the big one or anything. It is what it is.
Gary Lineker is polarising on Twitter.
Yes, he is. He's got, even today, he's been in a bit of hot water because he's very outspoken, isn't he? Very, very outspoken. Wades into stuff that probably you'd imagine the BBC aren't going to be too happy with him wading into at times, really.
No, I've not seen it. It was only when you boys said about this morning. But there's a couple from Lineker which is funny. So March 12th, 2014, Gary Lineker, Messi makes me realise how shit I was, right? 7:30 p.m. March 20th, so a week later, Soldado makes me realise I wasn't that shit.
Wow. Absolutely throwing bombs out there. I've got another one quickly from Craig Gardner, and this is word for word. Who remembers that song, Who Let the Dogs Out? Rough, rough, rough. What a tune that is. Ha, ha, ha.
That's a tweet.
That's an actual tweet. This is what I'm talking about. Some people just don't get Twitter or what it does or where it goes. Wow.
Are we going to get Craig Gardner on as well, Ben? I've been asking you for a while.
I texted Craig Gardner the other day to say, mate, fancy coming on the podcast. I think you'll be a banging thing because I've got some unbelievable stories about him. Yeah. Mate, and I can't tell half of them, honestly. But I would happily like try and lead him down a garden path. If he wants to tell him, he can tell him. They're not outrageous, but he's played some pranks in his time. He has. Anyway, he replied pretty quickly with, mate, you don't want me on there. And I was like, no, I actually really do want you on there. I really do. And he went, yeah, mate. Because he's like, what is he now? Like, chief exec or technical director of Burnley City.
So he probably doesn't want the shit in the wash bag stories.
But we'll do it in a way that I ain't trying to
just ask him
anybody.
To bring his nan.
Yeah, bring it. But he said, yeah, he will do, mate. He will do it at some point. But he'd be a banging guest.
Did I ever tell you the story about Craig and his brother? Well, I did a soccer AM shoot with him.
Come on.
It was a boxing ring in Birmingham.
Yeah.
It was at a boxing club.
Yeah, they're a boxing family, aren't they?
I don't know, but we were there. And we were mucking around. He was like, I'm going to give you a punch, yeah? I was like, all right, yeah. So we were recording. And I'm not shitting you. He proper lumped me.
Oh, Craig Gardner.
Boom!
He's a decent boxer, guys, you know. He proper does it. Yeah, pad work. A lot of pad work.
And it was like, everyone was like, I went down. And it was like, I was proper gone. No. Like, straight. I was like... He was like, I was like, all right, mate.
Now you hurt me.
Like, proper, like.
Gave you a dig.
Yeah, like, it wasn't just like a little tea time teaser. It was like a proper, like. I was
mate, he told me a story once. We went to do, I might have said this before, but he went to do an interview. Sorry, him and his brother went to meet like a Daily Mirror kind of like journalist or whatever to do an interview about football, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they stopped off at the pet shop on the way there. Mm. They got a mouse, an actual mouse, a living mouse. And when they did the interview with this guy from the Daily Mirror, and during the interview, they managed to slip this mouse into his laptop bag. Wow. Yeah. So the guy's done the interview. Thanks, guys. Really nice. Yeah, no worries. Pleasure. Thank you. Put his laptop back in the case, gone home. He said he had a message from him later on saying, mate, a mouse has chewed through my wires, through everything, chewed on the edge of this, chewed, and he was just pissing himself laughing because they had actually put the thing in. That's the lengths he will go to, this guy. Like,
stopping at a pet shop.
I swear on my life, some of the pranks he's told me that he's done, some of the ones I've seen him do, mate.
The wash bag, isn't
it? Oh, when the rank one, yeah. Oh, I've got to get him to tell you this one. This is he's a disgusting one. I'm not telling this one on here. Yeah. But he has done some, he's done some belters, mate, honestly.
Wow. Craig Gardner, we need him on. Craig Gardner, Dean Windass.
Boom.
Oh. Who else do we need on?
Dean will do it.
Wanyama. Yeah. I want Wanyama on there.
You want Wanyama? I want Louis Saha on.
Oh, gosh. Louis Saha. Absolutely belting.
That would be brilliant. All right, I've got one here for you. What do you make of this tweet? Matty Etherington.
Go on.
What a touch from Muller. Great vision, top player. Something about him really annoys me, though. Maybe the fact he's German.
Ah, Matty. You can't go there, mate.
Wow.
You can't go there, Matty. When was this sent, by the way? This need. I bet you this is 10 years ago. This has got to be.
2015.
Well, yeah, eight years ago, yeah. That's not even a thought nowadays. Like, you can't go coming. That's race. That's basically racism. You can't do that. Is that what it's called if you go for somebody's nationality?
I guess so.
Yeah, you can't put those sort of tweets out anymore. So if that forensic guy from Watford would have dredged through his tweets, I'm pretty sure that would have been at the top of the list. Matty.
100%.
Matty, you see this racist tweet that you put out? Probably delete that one, mate, if you can.
Oh, God.
That's like a career. That these days, you put that out, like... Because it's written down.
Yeah,
you don't know if he's mucking around, whatever. Like, you shouldn't write it in the first place. But that's it. You're cancelled.
The internet is indelible, Tubes. It is indelible. You are not deleting anything on the internet anymore.
Well, this is when we were talking earlier on about like a young player that might have got a big deal or something, and they'll go back to 2013 or something like that and go, they tweeted this back then, and they have to come out and apologise for it. Yeah. And kind of go... Yeah, obviously don't put things out there that you don't want out there, but at the same point, he's like, he was probably 16.
That's what I mean.
Jack Grealish has had a few, I think,
Harvey Elliott, I think.
Harvey Elliott. There's a load, I guarantee you. There's a load of, like, I say to my kids now, it's a dangerous, worrying place, isn't it? Of you don't put anything out there that you won't want the world to see, basically. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care if you're 12, 11, 13, 14, whatever. Whatever you put out now will be there for the rest of history. It will be. And if 30-year-old self wouldn't do it, don't make sure a 12-year-old self wouldn't
do it.
There was
one recently, which is, we actually hadn't planned for this one, but recently involving you, wasn't there, that went viral.
What was that?
On Twitter.
About?
A video of you on Twitter, which will lead on to my next point. So there was a video on Twitter. We'll put it on the screen now.
Hi, Seb. It's Ben Foster here. Look. I pressed it. Look, it's recording. All right. Anyway, listen, mate. Your mum has been on at me all night long. Seriously, all night long. She isn't happy with your haircut. She's like fuming. Look. She said it's shut out. I didn't want to say shut out. All I'm saying is, right, try and please just a little bit listen to your mum. Right, listen to her. She knows. I don't know about that bit, but she knows what she's talking about, right? Regards to the hair, listen to what she says. She knows what she's talking about. Say something, go on.
Hi, Sam. Don't bring any women back tonight, please.
How old are you?
19.
Oh, Sam, big in, Gee. 19. Mate, if you don't bring anybody back, I am fuming, mate. All yours, Gee. All the best, mate.
And it's you having it. Well, you tell us, Ben.
Oh, so basically, we were at a friend's 40th birthday party. One of the mums there, she's got like a 19-year-old son. She was like, Ben, she's like a friend of the family, this mum. She was like, Ben, can you do a video to my son just saying, like, you know, like, be a good boy and listen to your mum and all
that. Don't
this
have
kind
a
of
party.
Stuff. Yeah, don't have a party or something like that. I was like, yeah, sweet, isn't it? So I've got this video, I've got the phone, I'm doing it. She's next to me here. She's then sent it to her son. And when you do like videos for people, right, you don't want them to go and then necessarily put it out there for the world to see.
But they do.
You understand it, so you won't ever try and like and incriminate yourself and say something that you wouldn't want the world to say. Yeah. See, so I sent this video. So she had this video. She sent it to her son, but what her son did was then go and put it on the internet.
And what did the video say?
The video, it was basically me just saying, mate, you know, be a good lad, like, you know, don't have a party, listen to your mom, all that kind of stuff, really. What else was there?
Get stuck into birds at home while your mum's
away. He had a bird round, yeah. He had a girlfriend round. And she went... She went, tell him... Oh, I forgot about that, honestly. She goes, tell him not to have any girls round. I went, how old is he? And she went, 19. I went, oh, no chance, mate. Get some birds, have a nice time. Anyway, the video went out, and because the mom, like... She's sort of standing next to me. The son had put the video out. Everybody waded in straight away, saying, oh my God, your mum's a MILF. Your mum's this. Your mum's
getting railed by Fozzie tonight and all this stuff. Oh my God.
So it went absolutely wild. I had loads of retweets and views and all this kind of stuff.
I think I had about 6 million. million
but
views.
So this kid got really? Like so like he got absolutely pummeled for doing it. But that's what it is. If you're going to put stuff out there for the world to see, yeah, you're going to have to be prepared for people to come back at you a little bit. So I think he probably learned a lesson from that a little bit, to be honest with you.
How to go viral in 5 seconds.
Yeah, how to go viral just like that, plonker. Wow. But yeah, like I say, you've got to be careful. No matter what you're doing, it could be a video and you think it could be an innocent video to a friend of whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah? You've just got to be prepared that if that video gets to see the light of day, then the world will see it, and then that's it. If you don't want the world to be offended or worried by what you said, don't even do the video in the first place.
I've got a question for both of you here. So nowadays with camera phones, when you go out in public, how conscious are you, especially in like a social situation? Because I've been various places with you, Ben, obviously, nights out and stuff like that. Tubes, I've been to the golf course with you, mate. You are like a absolute bona fide A-list
that's
celebrity
your arena
at
now, isn't
any
it?
That's golf
your arena,
course
isn't
to
it?
The point where last time we were at the Bell, we were all at the Belfry together. Some geezer's gone up to Ben and go, "Excuse me, mate, can you just take a picture of me and Tubes?"
Take didn't a picture, it? Would you, mate? Yeah, that's your arena, isn't it? You're famous in that world now.
Yes, you are, mate.
Are you aware of it though? You're aware of like camera phones and people trying to video you or like pictures and stuff.
When I was drinking, it was hell for me.
What people would always be trying to get you?
Well, just because I was an idiot. You know what I mean? I'd be doing stuff that I wouldn't do if I was sober.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. Yeah.
Tops. I've seen videos of me trying to start songs on Stamford Bridge,
really?
Like, with my top off and stuff like that. There's one thing actually. It's still on the. Still on the system at Sky. I don't know why, but I can't remember the whole day, but I was left in Stamford Bridge on my own in my seat, just like fucked off my face. And the cameraman's just filming me. And like all of Sky have seen it and I was like dribbling and stuff like that. So I used to have panic attacks all the time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like proper
like
bad.
What have like, I done basically?
Where have I been? What have I done? Yeah. Like the whole, for 10 years of my life, I was like, you know, so it was hard for me, but that's my fault for, you know, getting smashed all the time.
But what about now, though? Even though, let's say you're at a golf course, are you kind of just aware of people, more aware than probably a Joe Public would be of people just camera phones, taking pictures?
No, not really, because I don't really, I'm not on sort of, you know, Ben's level or footballer's level and stuff like that. Like, people are really nice to me. And so I don't know why people would want to film me unless it's a golf swing and they can laugh or whatever, stuff like that. But it's not really that I'm one that people are filming me doing stuff like. But on a night out back in the day, that would happen.
Yeah, they'd all be trying to get something.
I made the Sun newspaper because I got taken off a train because I was pissed again.
Yeah.
All like, so many people filming that. Because you can make a couple of quid, can't you?
Yeah, of course. Sell it to the paper.
So people go, hang on, like, he's pissed again, let's film him. So like I was very wary back then, but half the time I was out for the count anyway.
Yeah.
But like, I had a really, really, really bad experience on social media, and it's one of the worst days of my life to this day. It's like it was. I was doing it bizarrely, just turning into an alcoholic. I was doing a gig for Carlsberg, and they were like, "Tweet your football banter," and you know, "Tweet your football banter," and it was like. This is when I was so new to Twitter, but I was like, oh, Carlsberg are going to pay me to do this stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, tweet me your footy banner, which sounds rubbish. So loads of people were doing funny like videos and stuff like that. And then one particular guy was like, I hope you die of AIDS, you fat.
Wow.
Like, how's that for banter? I was like,
Jesus.
Oh, so I was like, oh, right. So it went back and forth. And I was like, all right, I'm carrying a bit of weight. I'm trying to lose it. I was trying to be a bit clever, like go back to it and stuff like that. I said, but don't really like talk about AIDS because people do die of AIDS. Like, so that's on it. It went back and forth. So like, and then he said something about Hillsborough, like that. And I was like, this bloke is absolute scum.
Horror,
scum. So I've like, right, how can I show people like how bad he is like that? So you can quote tweets, can't you, back in the day? But I've pressed retweet. So I've retweeted this guy saying something about Hillsborough.
Making it look like you agree with it, basically.
Yeah, so if, like the whole conversation back and forth saying, you can't say that, you're a disgrace like that. Then he's done the Hillsborough one. And me being like stupid and naive, I've tried to, well, I was supposed to quote it and go scum.
It's the same button, isn't it? Where
same
you can,
button, yeah, yeah, but then, yeah. But I've retweeted it. So
it's gone out.
Oh, and then, no.
And then so, like, Liverpool fans have seen it and gone, what the fuck are you retweeting that for? And I was like, no, I'm trying to, because of the guy, I'm trying to out him like that. Luckily, loads of, like, Liverpool Everton fans were like, no, you go back to the...
Yeah, if you go through the thread.
Go through the thread. Now yeah. He's trying to, like, and Tony Bellew got involved, like...
Fuming.
Like, sticking up for me,
oh,
going,
thank
no.
God for that.
No, no. Yeah. So, but I'm like, and to the, when I speak about it now, I still get scared, and because I had death threats and all sorts.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can understand why, because people are just seeing that, but because I pressed the wrong button.
Yeah, yeah. Out of context, that is that and looks bad. That does
really
yeah.
bad, and like death threat. I still get scared now, like wow. sometimes going, because I just remember all the death threats coming through when
yeah,
I was
bloody hell.
In my drinking days. So that was one. And the guy was even laughing about it. He was like, ha, 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 ha.
Scumbag,
do, mate. Do you want to go, should we do a little TV interview? And I was like, no, no, no. But I just think for people to think that I would say something about that, about such a, you know, horrible event.
Oh, geez, boy, you ain't got a bad bone in your body,
yeah, I know,
mate.
But that's what I'm saying about the social media. Is like, you press wrong, you know, mate, people don't see what's happened.
This is the scary thing about social media then, that you are quite literally a paragraph away, a retweet away from being game over. That's you done. Do you know what I mean? You are quite literally that close to the edge, aren't you, on social media?
Massively.
You've got to be so careful. Obviously, if you're a dickhead, you're a dickhead. And you're going to put your foot in it. But if you're a normal folk like us, then you'd like to think that you'd never, ever stray too far.
Well, this is a point we were going to make about...
That's what I mean. Sorry to interrupt. That's what I mean about I didn't have any... It's not hard to work Twitter, but I'm not... I struggle with computers and stuff like that. So this is one about maybe 15 years ago now. Yeah. But I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like...
Of course not,
Do you know what I mean? So we all laughed at these tweets here because they are funny, like, I'll pick you up at stuff. It's because no one really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, yet. Sure, yeah.
But like...
When it's out of context as well, this is like you've got various kind of clickbaity social media websites or pages now, and they'll look for that out of context snippet, and you kind of go, and you look at it and you go, oh, blimey. Classic clickbait, and then you look and go, oh, okay. And then you look around the context around it, don't you? But look, same question to you though, Ben, around you've played football for a long, long time. So football's the national sport, biggest sport in the world. People know who you are, right? You have been a stalwart in the Premier League.
People know me more from YouTube and podcasts, mate.
I guarantee it. This is what I was going to say.
I promise.
Since you've been doing it though,
your
level of kind of, what's the word? Notoriety, fame,
has
gone from well-known Premier League footballer to
YouTube, podcast, and so on and so forth.
How conscious are you now when you go out in social situations?
I'm always conscious. I have always got eyes in the back of my head. I promise you, I don't care where it is. I could be walking down the street. Like, literally now, if I pop to Tesco, I know for a fact there will be two or three people that would see me and they would look at me and they would know that I'll be the Cycling GK or the Foscast or whatever like that. So I'm always on the lookout for people just trying to video me or anything like that, and just make sure I don't do anything that might be, even it could be, people can take a picture of any moment in time, a snapshot in time, and no matter what it is, could look like weird or dodgy.
Well, if me and you were walking down the street and you were having a bit of crack and you push me and go, oh, shut up, you dickhead.
Yeah.
If you clap... At the wrong time, looks like you're having a pop
again. Out of context, everything and anything can look a little bit like, oh, there might be something in that.
Because you've changed the way you socialise a little bit now, haven't you? I've noticed in the last few months that, like, 10 years ago, we'd go out for a few beers and stuff. Now you are a little bit more thoughtful about where you go.
Yeah, we want a little corner spot, mate.
You'll pick a quieter spot and pitch up there.
We'll go to the pub, we'll get a little corner spot. It's nice. Like I say, I'm the most sociable man when it comes to meeting people and saying hello and just giving a few seconds of your time to, like, say hello and take a picture and stuff like that. It's not a problem. But I am just I'm a very aware person of what my surroundings are. And I'm always looking just to make sure. I think the beauty of what we do, Tubes, on YouTube or whatever it is the community is actually really
nice.
It's lovely, isn't it? So you know for a fact that if you're at a golf club and you know somebody's coming up to talk to you, they're coming up to say, love the channel, mate. Thank you for bringing me this stuff. It's always nice, isn't it?
I have been so lucky in that respect with people being nice to me and stuff like that. And what I would say is YouTube and Instagram, lovely. Facebook, Twitter.
Poison.
Can be brutal.
Yeah, they can. I totally
especially
agree.
Facebook.
Yeah. TikTok as well, I'd put in that one. TikTok as well. TikTok can be horrible, mate.
We're not on that, but So if I was reading some of the Facebook clips when I was, you know, that naive boy back then, oh my God, I've been. Because you get pumped stuff that you don't want.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So people are like...
It's a strange mentality thing though, isn't it? Because like if I'm watching content and stuff and I come across a video of yours I don't like, let's say, there's occasional one that I prefer.
No, there is not.
Ones that
there's
I prefer
no
to others.
About. There's no videos you don't like.
There's ones that you watch a video and you go, oh, I really want to watch that one. And you might go, oh, I'll watch that if I have time. It's like anything, exactly. Your channel, anything. But you'd never dream of going and commenting something. You just go, no, I'll give that one a miss, thanks.
I mean, I wouldn't, but millions of people would. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Imagine getting in somebody's comment to say, I hate that person, or I hate him, or this was rubbish. No, just leave that. Yeah. If you've got nothing good to say, don't say it.
YouTube
it's not
is
right. Bad,
I've
is
got
it?
I've got a couple of regular customers actually, like every single week. Like I'm like I keep saying, I'm so lucky. It's like 90% good, and thank you for that, by the way. But there's one regular customer every Saturday. Shit interview.
Nah.
I'm like, it's the same person. I'm like, why are you watching it then?
Yeah, just don't watch it.
Do you know what?
Another really bad one. I'm like, have you watched it again?
Do you know what? This
is,
This is where I learned to put yourself in that person's shoes, yeah? And you've got to wake up in that head, that negative, pessimistic head every single day, right? And live like that. And that would be murder. Honestly, it would be it would be horrible to live your life in that horrible frame of mind. So I just feel sorry for people like that. I'll just genuinely be like, poor you, mate. You've got to wake up living that life every single day. Whereas I walk around with a smile on my face. I'll always see the good in people. I'll always see the good in stuff. And that's the way I live my life. So I'd just be like, nah, mate, that ain't even entering my sphere. No chance on this earth. We're going to finish now, but before we go, did Louis Sahar respond?
Let's have a look.
Please say he's responded. If he hasn't, and by the time this gets edited and he has responded, we'll make a point.
He has not responded.
Louis, stop blanking us, you plonker.
Has he read it?
Has he read it? I don't know. Let's go.
If he's blue-ticked you, then he's done, mate.
He's done.
I don't care, mate. He's done.
No.
Just what we...
No, well, he's not one of those... He's not a blue-ticker, but he has responded before, so... We will get an answer
One way or another. Yeah, if he comes back to us, then boom, we'll
oh, he definitely comes back. He's not one of those blanks.
I love that. Yeah, he'll come back.
I'll tell you what we could do. We'll put a question on, like, Anchor that you can go on and Spotify. So you can put questions on Spotify about the episode. So if there are any more examples, we could do a part two quite comfortably, couldn't we?
We could dredge up some of these beautiful
tweets. It's really interesting to hear about the person that goes
in. The forensics.
Guy. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Because I reckon I've put some silly stuff over the years.
Everyone's
just like so-and-so.
Mate, he came back with three or four things for me, I promise you, that he'd be like, you should probably delete them. And I was like, no.
Why?
No, I disagree. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, but you just don't need the hassle. Nah. You just don't need the hassle. So yeah, like I said, I think we will probably end up doing a part two of this. It's an absolute belter. Some funny ones. There's some serious ones. Some wrong one. Proper
enjoyed
wrong
that.
One.
It was good fun.
Yeah, belter. Thank you for listening, you guys. As always, up the Fozcast. We've got some big guests coming soon, by the way. Honestly, in the next couple of months, we've got some absolute monsters booked in. So stay tuned and we'll see you all soon, right? Up the Fozcast.
Thanks everybody for watching. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Fozcast. Don't forget to give us a follow on Spotify. Up the Fozcast.